Okay, with nothing heard, I'm going to switch over to the Amron Intelligence brief and give you the message. As a reminder, this comes out on Monday, so it's a little bit dated, but we bring it in anyway. This is the Amron Intelligence brief as of August 11th, Monday. The precedence is routine, and the AMCON level is currently 3. The source is the White House, Trump's D.C. executive action. Stephen Miller, the White House senior counsel, announced the president's moves to take control of Washington, D.C. crime. President Trump signed 2 crucial executive actions to deal with the emergency crime conditions we currently face in the District of Columbia. The first one is declaring a crime emergency in the District of Columbia, and the second was to mobilize the District of Columbia National Guard. I've got another one. The source is the National Hurricane Center. It is about Tropical Storm Erin. It is expected to be the first 2025 hurricane. Tropical Storm Erin formed just west of the Cabo Verde Islands, and the AccuWeather Erin Long Track Storm will land near the United States. The tropical storm moved westward over the Atlantic this week and begins a long curve northward up the coast from Thursday to Friday. The entire U.S. coastal areas in the east may expect wind and flooding, and I've saw from some reports there's quite a bit of problems with the surf and pulling people out into the ocean, so much for that one. Looks like it isn't going to hit strongly, I hope. Okay, the next one is source. In my northwest, there's an uptick in earthquake activity in the Pacific Northwest. A series of earthquakes has rattled the Pacific Northwest in recent weeks, raising concerns and questions amongst residents. The latest tremor, a magnitude 3.9 quake, struck near Port Angeles on Wednesday, following a magnitude 4.5 quake near Orcas Island on Monday. These events are part of a noticeable uptick in seismic activity in the region. University of Washington professor says there's no reason to worry. That worries me more than anything. Anyway, so that's the end of the messages, and we're going to kind of carry back on from this.